On this Wednesday afternoon, we're joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew. I hope you're doing well today.
Yes, I am, actually. I hope you're doing the same.
I am. Let's talk about the flooding that's taking place in some of the growing regions across the United States. We've got some rainfall. We have saturated soils. What's your assessment?
Yeah, you know, the saturation that we have right now is probably the most broad-based it's been, I think, for the whole winter season. I think we got to this point once before, maybe in January. Or early February, but the situation is that we are excessively wet right now in just about all of the Midwest. There's some areas in the Northwest that may be exceptional, but it does extend down to the Delta and through the Tennessee River Basin, and we have many small streams and rivers that are out of the banks. And some of the bigger rivers, of course, are in flood too, but it's not nearly as significant as it was a year ago, and we're not expecting to go down that track again. I know there's a fear out there that we're going to do that, but I don't think so. We're going to see a little bit of a break in the precipitation pattern as we get into early April. It's not necessarily going to be a permanent trend change, but it will be long enough to get the rivers back down to a reasonable level and allow for a little bit of firming of the soil to take place. In the meantime, you know, the north central U.S., unlike last year, has lost most of its snow. The only areas that are still deeply covered in snow are eastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota, and they are melting some snow up that way. But my point here is that the upper Missouri River Basin area is not going to be funneling large volumes of water downstream like they did last year while it's raining periodically in the lower valley. So the Missouri River is going to be in much better shape than it was last year. So that's already a third better than it was a year ago. And I do think that we're going to see rain resume later in April, but it's probably not going to have the same kind of long-term impact on the region. Now, with that said, we are going to still be faced with some planting delays, even in the lower parts of the Midwest for a while next month.
Maybe harvesting delays in parts of the Northwest, I suppose, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right.
Hey, are there dry areas that we have to be concerned about?
Yeah, you know, there's actually a couple of areas in the U.S. One is Florida and southern Georgia. They haven't done real well with rainfall recently. But the other is in the west central high plains area and hard red winter wheat country. Colorado is in the midst of a moderate drought in some places there, according to the drought monitor. And some areas there bordering with Colorado and western Kansas also running a little bit dry. But, you know, I find it a little puzzling because when you step back and you look at the 90-day and the 180-day rainfall departures from normal, it's not that great. And I'm thinking that we can fix this problem out there with one or two storms this spring. They've had some timely moisture. It hasn't been ideal for sure. Some of the wheat out there is not in the best shape. If we can get a couple of rain events in the next few weeks, and I think we will, I think the crops will snap around and do okay out that way.
There have been some continuing rumors about problems in Ukraine. Of course, they would be overwintering like we have been. What do you think?
You know, they did have a lot of trouble last autumn getting the crop planted and established, winter wheat and rye both. And the moisture profile has improved in the last few weeks. They are still positioned to run into trouble, though, if they manage to get drier bias. And earlier this week, the models were suggesting, oh, it'd be 2 weeks before it precipitates in Ukraine again, and that had people a little bit concerned. Yesterday, we saw a little bit of a change in the midday model runs, offering some rain out there in days 11 through 15, and we saw that again this morning. And I think we are going to get some timely rain to develop across that region. Now, the concern isn't just for the winter crops. Of course, it's about spring planting as well. The one thing I can say about the western parts of the former Soviet Union is that looking in the long-term trend models and stretching out through the spring, I do see a weak jet stream periodically in some of this region. So what that means basically is that it may be difficult to get a succession of big storms through the region, and as we heat up, it might end up being a little drier between weather systems. It's not a crisis. I wouldn't wave any big flags saying, oh, they're in big trouble. But it could go down that road if something changes just a little bit more on the dry side. So we're going to keep an eye on it. But for right now, I wouldn't get too excited about the situation there.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Wednesday afternoon. A reminder that you should, if you've not already, register for the Farm Doc Daily Live webinar series. You can do that at Farm Doc Daily Live. Illinois.edu. It's scrolling at the top of the page, or at willag.org, willag.org. In fact, there you'll not only find a place to sign up, which is at go.illinois.edu/FDDlive, but it's right there at willag.org, the link. You'll find the first two webinars. They're as YouTube videos, and you can take a look at those. Plus, get yourself signed up for the Farm Doc Daily Live webinars. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.